Germany has been watching the elections in Afghanistan closely. Not only does it have more than 4,000 troops in the country, it has also poured tens of millions of euros into reconstruction and development projects. Greg Benzo has more.
There are currently more than 82,000 policemen in Afghanistan, according to NATO, and all of them have been trained by Western instructors. But this number is not nearly enough to patrol the cities and towns of a mountainous and war-torn country with a population of 32 million. That is one of the reasons why Germany this year increased its budget to train Afghan police by more than 7 million euros and plans to triple the number of instructors by next year to 200. The goal is to train an additional 30,000 police in the next few years. And this project is urgent. Although many experts say the training of the Afghan army has progressed satisfactorily, the development of a functional police force has proved more difficult. One problem is that police are more susceptible to social pressures, since they are not deployed in barracks and live in the community they are charged with protecting. The bottom line is corruption, says Reinhard Eros, a former German army physician who has worked with aid organizations in Afghanistan. It takes two to be corrupt, the giver and the receiver, he says. And when the Western world decided to go to Afghanistan to defeat the Taliban and rebuild the country, they arrived with a lot of money. So a lot of money was also taken. And that's how the bane of corruption in Afghanistan began. The other problem is the European Union's EUPOL mission, of which Germany is a part, to train police personnel in Afghanistan. Unlike soldiers in the military, police instructors cannot be forced to go to Afghanistan. Training duty is voluntary, but still dangerous, says Wolfgang Jahrmann of Welthungerhilfe, formerly German Agro Action, because the lines between civil and military activities in Afghanistan are not clear.
The core of the criticism is that we are dealing with the fact that the Bundeswehr and other armies are using humanitarian activities for their military purposes. But it is portrayed as being development, and it blurs the line between civil and military activities.
But Afghanistan's endemic corruption still poses the most serious challenge to rebuilding and stabilizing the country, says Reinhard Eros, and Germany is not immune to the demands and threats made by local officials. Even German organizations building roads in Afghanistan have given 20-30% of the money to the Taliban, he says, to ensure their safety while building the roads. A maximum of 25% went into the actual projects. Greg Benzo, Deutsche Welle Radio.